Donald Trump signs a lot of January 6 pardons after inauguration. By Wendell Hasebo on January 20, 2025. One of President Donald Trump's first actions Monday after taking office was to sign a lot of January 6 pardons in the Oval Office. Trump had a busy day but not too busy to pardon about 1,500 of those he deems hostages of the weaponization of justice under President Joe Biden. "Tonight, I'm going to be signing on the J6 hostages. Pardons to get them out," Trump told a crowd at the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. "And as soon as I leave, I'm going to the Oval Office. And we'll be signing pardons for a lot of people, he added. Trump then went to the White House and signed the executive order. Trump began the day at St. John's Church. He then had tea with former President Joe Biden at the White House. He was sworn in at the Capitol building and then had lunch before participating in the presidential parade. Trump will finish his day making an appearance at the Commander-in-Chief Ball, Liberty Inaugural Ball, and Starlight Ball. But before the balls, he will go to the Oval Office to sign January 6 pardons. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.